This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
You guys have mentioned Brock Purdy scheduled to talk today down in Santa Clara. He is not speaking at the podium as he does every Thursday of game week. And as of right now, he is nowhere to be found in the locker room as the locker room is made available to the press. So no Brock Purdy at the podium today, as has happened every game week on Thursdays this year.
What's your take?
It's kind of what I was alluding to in the last hour, that if I'm Brock and I'm the Niners and I've got a guy coming off a shaky's too harsh, but coming off a loss, coming off a game where he didn't play great, and coming off a week of practice where he's been limited. He didn't throw yesterday. Today he threw and then left. I'm not putting him out there. No way. So for me, this is a no-brainer from an organizational standpoint. Even if Brock wants to go out there and talk, there's nothing that can come out of today that helps him or helps them. So I'm not surprised at all.
I look at it differently. I think Brandon Allen is starting on Sunday.
Man, but it's possible. I think it's more of a possibility in light of this than I would have thought yesterday when he didn't throw at all.
Why this, by the way, Grandy? Did you see the San Francisco 49ers Twitter feed 25 minutes ago posted a video, and it is titled Nick Sorensen, Chris Forster, and Brock Purdy address the media ahead of the game.
That's just, I would imagine, just what they scheduled, like, ahead of time.
Scheduled tweet.
And Sorensen and Forster did talk, as always, but Purdy did not follow. We've got people here that work at the station who were there in the room.
Oh, I believe you.
Everyone has left the auditorium.
Yeah. And that's a great read on a scheduled tweet, because I know that you guys back there do a lot of that, where, you know, you get stuff that's going to be scheduled, like Warrior-related stuff, where, hey, don't miss, you know, Warriors Live with Mark Grandy, and you schedule it so that it launches and you don't even have to worry about it in the moment. And so, yeah, I'm sure this is one of those, and they didn't go in there and delete it, nor do they have to. But, yeah, he did not address the media ahead of GB versus SF. So, there you have it.
Not good.
No, not good.
Not good.
And I won't go as far as you just did. You're allowed to, and say that Brandon Allen will start on Sunday. I do think that today, not having him talk is a reaction to the fact that he's been limited in practice two straight days, and he's coming off a game where he didn't necessarily play great. So I think all of that, and this gives you an out. If he leaves practice early, then you could tell the league, well, he was just back getting treatment. He didn't even finish practice, so we're not going to break up his treatment to get him in front of the microphone.
Understood. What I'm saying is by far from ink. I'm not like, I don't know. Just my...
It was a prediction by
that's
you.
That's my gut, is that when you've got somebody who starts the week as either limited or we're kind of tiptoeing our way into the practice week, which is what the Niners did with Brock. Let's have him out there, limited session, but not throw. And then the next day, He goes out there to throw, and he leaves in the middle of practice and does not throw when the media is present, and then does not go to his press conference, and he's got one more practice left before playing in 40-degree weather in Wisconsin. I would argue that the ramp-up plan for this week has been derailed, and therefore I would put it, let me rephrase. I'll put it at less than 50-50 that Brock's going to play this weekend.
Yeah, that's
my guess.
Well, and the best way to really know about where you're putting the odds is the actual odds themselves. And as we get into tomorrow and you get more of an indication from the experts, the gambling experts, because they're going to know before anybody knows.
Well, now, is it off the board?
I don't know. Let me
go
take
right
a look.
Now, yeah. Let's take a look right now.
Well, if it's off the board, that's a real scare.
Because
then they're just waiting to figure out where they repost it when they get official word. I see it on ESPN at 3. Green Bay minus 3.
Wow, that's a bump. That's an immediate, at least half to 1 point bump in Green Bay's favor than what it was before the show.
And I'd have to track the line movement based on the timeline of it, but you know, the Nick Bosa thing, too, is still a question mark as far as whether or not he's going to play. And now you got Brock Purdy. And so, yeah, I wish I would have gotten it Green Bay minus 1.5, as we talked about on Monday.
Yeah.
When that thing got posted.
I'm searching. I don't see it.
See it as off in your little online thing?
Oh, no. Okay, there it is. It has bumped a half point, though, from what it was an hour and a half ago. It's now, I'm seeing it as Packers favored by 2.5.
Yep, okay.
But they were favored by 2 on this site an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, wow. There you go. Stay tuned to 95.7 The Game for all the late-breaking updates on the status of Brock Purdy.
Have we got anybody on the scene who has sort of like, I don't know, they had to have asked the people who were there if Brock wasn't there. There's got to be a vibe going on. Lucas, what's Hutch doing? What's Hutch doing right now?
He couldn't make it to practice today.
Okay. All right. Well, let's call some people who did. We'll get on the phone here. And because I'd love for somebody to jump in here and sort of maybe help translate this for us based on what it actually looked like at practice and what the organization is saying right now.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.